everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. Actually, episode number 79 for November 22nd, 2023. My name is Roger Landry, and I am the host of this show, and it is co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in shortly. The title of today's show is The What and the Why of Joe. Now, anybody who doesn't know what I mean when I say Joe, we're talking about Biden. And this will be a show that covers material that you've heard of in general before, but we're going to take it down to what I like to call brass tacks. We're going to look into the actual mechanism of deception. So again, the title of the show is The What and Why of Joe. All right, the mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who has been a friend of mine for many years, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio, online, and SoFlo Radio. Look, these are great platforms. And I don't just say that because they carry my show. I say that because they carry a show like the one I do because they realize that it has information that people need to know. People need to understand. This is the life they're living. And if you're doing it in the shadows, it's not good for either you or your children. But this is the reason for TLV Talk and the Liberty Beacon Project in general. But we're talking about these great online radio networks. And what I would suggest, and yes, I do this every week, so if you've heard it before 1,000 times, go grab a cup of coffee. If you haven't, listen up. The best way to help these platforms is to give them a donation. Everybody knows that. And most of you do, if not all of you, at some point you do give them a donation. And they appreciate it far more than you understand. But you want to know how to do it bigger, badder, better, faster, and even without spending a penny more. Unless you wish to. Are they worth it? Of course they are. So what's my suggestion? My suggestion is just estimate what you usually give this platform over the course of a year. Divide that number by 12. And the next time you go in to give a donation, put that number in and click the little box that says make this a monthly reoccurring donation. Why does Roger keep saying that? Again, you're not giving any more than you usually do over the course of a year, but what you're giving them is a guarantee that each month there'll be a certain amount in their account that they can use to make their station and what they present to you bigger, badder, better, faster, which is what Roger says every week. So if you value these platforms, please do me a favor. Okay? And do them a favor. And that is, even if it's not to spend one penny more than you already do, unless you wish to, divide it up into 12 monthly reoccurring payments and give them the confidence that each month they'll know what their income is so they can go out and purchase services and upgrades that will make all of this better for all of us. Have I got that wrong, Steve? Gee, I ask you that every week, don't I?
Bigger, better, better, faster? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Only 1,000 times, though.
Say that fast 5 times.
Yeah. Bigger, better, better, faster. 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 You got to remember, I invented that saying. So, yeah, I can actually do that. Now, you try it.
Right.
Never mind. All right. So, now that we've had our entertainment for the show, and I thank Stephen for that, let us move on. So our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital truths and issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. And of course, that being the sponsor of this show, which is TLBtalk.com. Come and say what you know needs to be said, and you're not being allowed to say it. TLBtalk.com. Also, a link to any references used for this show presentation will be included in tomorrow's show article, published on the Liberty Beacon by noon central every Thursday, including active links to other pertinent data points and articles used for this show. So, now let's get down to business, okay? The what and why of Joe. Now, that just doesn't seem like it can have a whole lot of content, does it? Doesn't seem like we could really make a whole hour out of that, does it? When you're talking about the President of the United States, yeah, believe me, there's more than enough here for this show. But we're going to go over the main points, the points that need to be discussed. And as usual, we will start out with Roger's thoughts, and then we will segue, more than likely in the second half of the show, to an article written by Stefan Helgesen. And he has an article titled, Joe in the Looking Glass. No, I'm not joking. Joe in the Looking Glass. And I can tell you that, and this is why I grab an article each week, I give you the general topic, and then I pick an article that gives you the particulars. So, Joe in the Looking Glass, Stefan has done a great job of putting down the particulars of what we are going through with someone of Joe's age, health, and, I don't know, cognitive abilities with his article. Again, Joe in the Looking Glass. But let's jump in with Roger's talking points as we do every week. Okay, so the way and why of Joe. Everybody who has to watch Joe Biden for any extended period of time is well aware of what a painful experience it can be. You may laugh a little, you may cough a little, you may almost cry a little out of pity for this guy, but it is, if you watch any extended period of Joe Bob in front of the world, it eventually gets to be a painful experience. If he isn't picking his nose in front of world leaders, this isn't a joke, this is an absolute fact. If he isn't picking his nose in front of world leaders, fact, and grossing them out, that was a comment by one of them after the fact, then he is saying things that have little grounding in reality or never happened at all. This is a short blurb of these things, because the list of his embarrassing moments since his inauguration could fill a season of Ripley's Believe It or Not, and it runneth over. And that's not even the slightest exaggeration. I don't know. You tell me, Steve, does he make his share of Gahoff's mistakes and just flat-out stupid remarks on a regular basis?
Well, he's doing that, plus he's also filling his pants up on camera, too.
I'm so glad you put that in. I really am. I was going to say that, but I don't think I put it as well as you did. All right. Thank you, Steve. The most serious problem with all of this, okay, I just talked about, this is the President of the United States. This is supposed to be the most powerful elected individual on the planet. He is supposed to be running the most comprehensive superpower the world has ever seen. But how did I open this? I just got done telling you that his gaffes, his mistakes, his just stupidity in front of the crowd could fill an entire season of Ripley's Believe It or Not. And that's not even a slight exaggeration. Okay, the most serious problem with all of this, this guy controls the nuclear football. I spent 30 years either in or working directly for the military and another 10 years, 15 years telling you people about this. When you have someone like this, the last thing you want to do is put him in a position where he can harm people or do something stupid that may harm people, right? How many of you actually think, stop and think about this, and I'd like your opinion on this, Steve. How many of you actually think that his bosses, that his puppet masters actually let him be in control of the nuclear football? Do you think that's a fact, Steve?
Well, Trump never relinquished the codes.
There's something else. Remember, everybody listening right now, next week's show, And the following show, the last one in November and the first one in December, will be what Steve would like to present, and him and I will present it. So I have a feeling some of this is going to slide in that direction. And you're not the only person who said that. And I don't know. Do you know anything about, I would say, the White Hats, Steve?
Yeah, I've heard of that kind of stuff. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm looking forward to having this discussion with you. But yes, okay, this guy controls the nuclear football in my eyes, if I didn't know any better, and anybody else's eyes, including those across the planet, who decide whether or not they're going to do things to harm America or American citizens, and then have to stop and figure about, I don't know, the retaliatory sweep that might come in their direction and absolutely bury them. Well, how many people do you think are afraid of Joe Bob, especially what went on in Afghanistan and other places? I don't think there's a world leader on the planet today that isn't laughing at Joe. This is the America you live in today. This guy is one of the most corrupt and compromised politicians, okay? Not only does he is he supposed to have charge of the nuclear football, but this is the guy who talks to every major world leader. And when he's doing so, he's representing you and I. Is he picking his nose? Is he? And I could go through a whole list of things he's been accused of doing in front of world leaders that should absolutely make you go, you're freaking kidding me, but I'm not. But again, we go to the next level, which I've already stated. This guy is one of the most corrupt and compromised politicians to ever make it this high up in politics that we're aware of. I can't tell you that those that came before or after Lincoln weren't corrupt. I don't know enough. And anybody who reads history has to understand the history books are written by the victors. So if you were corrupt enough to change the course of America, even though they knew it in 17 or 1850, they don't know it today because that's not what the history books tell you. Have I got that right, Steve?
Yes, sir.
The history books are convenient to the victor. So anybody who believes that the history books you read or the history you're being taught is 100% accurate, you really, really need to go have your IQ checked. Again, for our entire history on this planet, where we could record anything, okay, history is written by the victors. Okay, so this is a guy who, he and his crime family, worked hard for years to facilitate a close working relationship with those who would be our worst enemies in just about any global conflict. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. This is a guy who knew he was going to run for president. This is a guy who was told he was going to run for president. Yet, everything I just said to you is not only true, that's just the surface of it. We are looking at a president who is compromised more than any other president who has ever sat in the White House, especially in modern times, because we don't know what happened in the 1800s or the 1700s, but we have a damn good idea what happened in the 1900s and the 2000s. This is a guy who, he and his crime family, again, worked hard for years to facilitate a close working relationship with those who would be our worst enemies in just about any global conflict. Gee, can I hear Russia? Gee, can I hear China? Gee, can I hear the oligarchs of Northern Europe? Gee, can I hear you? Would you like me to go on? With all this said, the most immediate question in anybody's mind is, why the hell is he president and how did he get there? I don't know how many times we've talked, Steve, on this show and other shows about the deep state. I don't know how many times we've discussed this. I don't know how many times we talked about the fact that you believe that Congress holds power in this country. You believe that our president holds power in this country. When the fact is that a majority of the power exercised in this country comes from what we call the deep state, which are the career administrators and things like the CIA, the NIS, the FBI, the CDC, the FDA, and I could go on and on. This is the deep state. This is who controls America. These are career administrators. And they really don't give a damn too much about somebody in Congress or the Senate mouthing off, because they know there's enough paid puppets in both Congress and the Senate to make whatever they wish to see happen. And when I say they wish, I'm talking about that same deep state. Now, if this deep state knows that China has a line on Joe, his corruption, if the deep state knows that the oligarchs in Ukraine have a line to Joe Bob, if the deep state in this country knows that the crooked or corrupt ex-mayor of Moscow's wife gave Joe Bob and his family a big chunk of money, if all of this is known by our deep state, don't you think that is the perfect mechanism of control over Joe? Don't you think at any point in time they can't look at him and say, you do what the hell we want or else? And he knows what the or else means. I'm going to tell you, we have a good enough CIA, FBI, and others that if Joe is compromised anywhere on this planet, they have the full spreadsheet on it. So their mechanism of control over Joe is utilizing his treasonous actions against America in any country that would steadfastly be against us if a global war broke out. Are you listening to what the hell I'm saying? This is your president, people. What the hell? And I said, why is he there and how the hell did he get there? Let me ask you all a question, because this has been out of your mind for way too long. How many of you have heard of 2,000 mules? Yeah. That is only one of many provable election transgressions forced down the throat of we the people. A vast majority of humanity knows very well that someone who could not even fill a high school auditorium or string three sentences together without a mess up or leave his basement for more than 20% of an entire election cycle could win with the massive numbers he was supposed to have gotten. 84 million votes. Bullcrap! Meanwhile, and this is not pro-Trump, this is just a fact, every city Trump went to, I think his smallest crowd was probably 10,000 people. A majority of the time, he had to rent a stadium, not a freaking high school auditorium. And in that stadium, he would pack between 25 and 50,000 people, not 50 to 100 in a high school auditorium. But yet Trump crossed the country, crisscrossed, making huge dents with huge crowds. And Joe Bob hardly ever left his basement and couldn't put more than 100 to 150 people in the high school auditorium. Yet he walked all over Trump. How many of you still believe that? You're a freaking moron. The cheating, and it is provable. Start with 2,000 mules if you want to do some research, okay? It's been stuffed away in the back drawer. And if you even talk about it to the wrong people, you're going to get in trouble because you're an election denier. Even though that is easily recognized as the most corrupt election we have ever had, that we have been actually looking at. So, how did Joe Bob get into office? Joe Bob got into office because Trump spent 4 years destroying what 8 years of Obama had created. Hillary was supposed to be there for 8 years, not Trump. And Hillary would have picked the football up where Joe Bob and Obama left it and ran with it. Except they screwed up really bad and totally miscalculated how popular Trump was and how many people actually hated Hillary. So for 4 years, their entire scenario, 8 years of Obama starting the destruction of America, got put on hold and a lot of it got reversed. America went back to a decent economy. America went back to, you know, global recognition for leadership. America went back to. And they couldn't have it again. So it didn't matter how bad Joe Bob was. It didn't matter that he hid in his basement for 90% of the election. It didn't matter that he couldn't fill even a high school auditorium. It didn't matter that he couldn't say a 15-minute speech without looking stupid. It didn't matter that he couldn't get off the stage or climb up to his plane without falling. It didn't matter. He slaughtered Trump with the highest count of any president in history. How many of you listening to this actually believe that? Because if you do, do me a favor, shut this off and go away. You're an idiot. And no, I won't take that back. That's an absolute fact. Anybody who cannot see that the 2020 presidential election was absolute fluff hasn't done any research at all. But don't go telling too many people, because you get in trouble for that. You get in trouble for the truth in America nowadays. You can't do that anymore. Yep. An elite cast chose Joe Bob to fulfill their goals because at his level of both compromise and greed, knowing full well he would be their most loyal puppet ever. They knew about his son. They knew about him. They knew about the Biden crime family. And they figured he was the most malleable. And I don't know, he would do everything he was told. He would be the best puppet they ever had in the White House. You've all heard me say this before. I'll say it again. Because when they told him to jump, he wouldn't ask how high. He'd say, "When can I come down, please?" Knowing full well that he would immediately start, when they put him in office, by removing or shutting down most, if not everything, Trump had done to put a stall on the elitist destruction of America that Obama started. As soon as Biden got into office, he would be under instructions to shut it all down, make it go away. And what did he do on the very first day he was in office? Exactly what I just said. Even though each and every one of those things Trump had done had made conditions in America and for Americans much better. Yeah. What had Trump done? What had he done? He had worked to make America great again, and that's exactly what these elitists do not want. Why? Because they needed to start us down the road to making America a failed state. We'll get into that a little bit deeper, too, because I'm not just going to leave that hanging. That is a comment that far too many people are ignoring. What we are witnessing is the choreographed beginning of the end of America as we know it. A failed state monetarily. We are so close to the point of not being able to borrow any more money because the trillions we owe put us past that. And if you cannot borrow money, default is around the corner. And if we default monetarily, this government, we have a failed state. So what we are witnessing is the choreographed beginning of the end of America as we know it. A failed state monetarily, a paper tiger with a woke military, a school system that's no longer functional, a medical system that's no longer trusted, a fourth estate, mainstream media, that is no longer trusted. Can you see a pattern developing here, people? In 3.5 years, slightly less than 3.5 years, we have seen America go from first at this and best at that and trying the hardest at this and expanding that at a level that's going to help the entire planet. Everything you see associated with America today is followed by failing. Not a joke. I spent 30 years in or working with this military. I know exactly what's going on. Our military is at its weakest and least prepared state I have ever seen it in, and I'll be 70 in less than 6 months. Stop and think about this, people. Our school system, our children aren't being taught anything anymore except what a global elitist want them to. If you want to be a girl and you're a boy, go home and tell your parents. And if they tell you they don't like that, we'll take you away from your parents and let you do anything you want. What the hell do you think your kids are going to do? How about a medical system that's no longer trusted? I walk into my doctor's office with my one-year-old child. And I say, I'm here for the COVID shot. Will this harm my child? Nope, it's completely safe and effective. Bring your baby over here. When we know myocarditis has killed more children and more children have been affected or afflicted by this quote unquote vaccine, then I don't know. And what we are looking at is first do no harm has gone down the crapper, people. Because doctors are pretty much told what you will say. This shot is safe and effective. You want your kickbacks, doc? You want your money from Pfizer, doc? You want your special trip? You want your extra watch this year? You want all the gifts being given to you, doc? This is what you're going to tell your patients. You're going to tell them it's safe and effective, and you're going to give it to them. Let me ask you a question. How many of those doctors today, having known this, are guilty of murder? How many? Can you see a pattern developing here? This is what America is today. And what you need in order not only to keep this, but to allow it to continue and grow, is you need somebody in the presidency that when you tell them to do something like jump, they're not going to say how high. They're going to say, when can I come down, please, boss? And then there's Joe Biden. And all of this is supposedly in the control of one of the most inept leaders most of the planet have seen in modern times. The world knows Joe Bob can't actually be in charge. They're not stupid. They know Joe Bob can't actually be in charge. So tell me what this does for the respect of America, as in not very much at all. America is now the laughingstock of the planet, something I am very qualified to observe, as most of you know. Why am I qualified to observe it? Because I spent 30 years traveling the planet for a living. And since I've been doing this for the last 15 years, we have websites in 4 countries other than America. So I still get to talk to people across the planet on a daily basis. Where's the America I grew up in? Don't ask anybody in England. Don't ask anybody in Italy. Don't ask anybody in France, because they're going to laugh at you. And the bad part of what I just said is that we deserve it. Only most American citizens being kept in the dark haven't got a freaking clue. How many times have I stated that the elite are well aware that in order to establish global rule, not governance, global rule, they must first take down the cowboys of the world? They got Joe Bob. They want him in there for another 4 years. Look around you today, people. Tell me this isn't happening right in front of your face. I don't know, Steve, what do you think so far?
I think it's almost time for a break, if you're ready for
it. I knew you were going to say that. That's why I asked you. Let's do it, my friend. And thank you. I need to breathe.
Okay, we'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay. So basically before the break, what I said was, is what we are witnessing is the choreographed beginning of the end of America as we know it, a failed state monetarily, a paper tiger with a woke military, a school system that no longer functions, a medical system that is no longer trusted, a fourth estate or fourth branch that is no longer trusted. And can you see a pattern developing here? And all of this supposedly in the control of one of the most inept leaders, like I said, the planet has seen in modern times. The world knows this guy can't actually be in charge. So when he goes and talks to a leader somewhere in the world, how much faith do they have in what he has to say? Unless he's got a script in front of him that he's reading? I don't know. But what this tells me is that this is much more dangerous than even I think it is. Yeah. So, how many times have I stated that the elite are well aware that in order to establish global rule, global governance, they must first take the cowboys of the world to their knees? As I said right before the break, look around you, people. So, by now, most of us are aware that Joe Bob is 81 years old. He's slightly senile or at the onset of dementia and is also prone to accidents. For those of you who pity him, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think anybody that is in that condition, that is that observable, that we can all see it, should be put in a position like this. One, because look, that is the highest level of security in this country. And number two, how can you be trusted? He be trusted for anything he says. And it's not so much that he's a liar. It's that does he even remember what to say? And when he doesn't, what will he say instead? And this is what we're seeing in his speeches across the planet. So why is he there? The only reason he's there, okay, is that he is the perfect puppet. And he will do what he is told. So let's focus down, okay? We've been talking in generalities here. Let's focus down on Joe Bob's life and public interactions. I'm going to take some pieces from an article, as I said, by Stefan Helgerson. And the title of his article is Joe in the Looking Glass. And it's not a long article, but it brings up some really, really good points. So bear with me while I present this to you, okay? Let's see a show of hands of the septuagenarians or the octogenarians, which is September or October in life, who haven't experienced a senior moment yet, haven't tripped on an invisible object or embellished an old story. Most people that age do. Not many, I suspect, would have done none of that. Why? Because these things go hand in hand with the aging process. Our bodies just atrophy, naturally. And that goes for Republicans' bodies as well as Democrats' bodies. It's normal. What isn't normal is that we put older folk in charge of nuclear weapons or allow them to present us on the world stage or to represent us on the world stage or give them carte blanche to write all manner of off-the-wall executive orders with the potential of destroying our economy. I'm going to tell you, this is Roger speaking, I'm going to tell you something about that that probably most people wouldn't agree with or wouldn't say. And that is all of these executive orders you see coming out of Joe. He hasn't got the brains to do that. He isn't doing that. He's being told to do that. But why is that a good thing for Joe Bob? Why is that a good thing for the elitist? Because they put something out, he puts his name on it and publishes it, and when it turns out to be crap and hurt more of us than it helps, they can always point their fingers at somebody who hasn't got all of his brains there, like Joe Bob. Maybe it wasn't so good. Look who wrote it. And it goes back to Joe Bob. But anybody here who believes that any of these executive orders are coming from Joe's brain, please do some homework. We spent the first part of the show talking about he hasn't got the mental capacity to do this. We wouldn't dream of suggesting that these folks enroll in the police academy 75 or 80 years old, or expect them to don football gear and compete with younger, stronger men who can easily recover from their injuries. Neither do we give them a driving license to operate a one-ton-plus motor vehicle without a yearly exam after they've hit 75. Those of us on the right are understandably up in arms. Joe's errors in judgment suggest someone who is hopelessly out of touch with today's reality and continually proves it through his actions. We are also upset because this now 81-year-old man reminds us of our own human frailties. We're uncomfortable at the thought of, "There but the grace of God go I." Yes, Joe is a daily reminder of our own vulnerabilities because we can see them, which is a little dangerous, wouldn't you say? And while we conservatives are royally irritated at his dumber-than-dumb policies, we've seen this movie before with his mentor-in-chief, Barack Hussein Obama, who most people think, Roger's talking, is the actual president, not Biden, but since Biden worked for him for 8 years as his vice president, maybe they figured he was the best control factor for Joe Bob. So let me start that again. Conservatives are royally irritated by his dumber than dumb policies. We've seen this movie before with his mentor in chief, Barack Hussein Obama, for 8 excruciating years. In contrast to Obama, President Joe has delivered us a haymaker by continuing those failed Obama policies and gifted us with his senility, a double whammy if there was ever one. And we, the people, are suffering it daily. But Americans are lucky to have Joe in the White House for a number of reasons. No, this is not a comedic part of the show. Just listen up, people. But Americans are lucky to have Joe in the White House for a number of reasons. One is because he reminds us that our leaders are fallible. Now, he breaks that down into two words, fallible or fallible. But the word is fallible. So, fallible. Our leaders are fallible. Some of his missteps are like our own. And in that respect, he is truly every man. What could happen if we were in that position, at that age, with that health? His exaggerations and fictional stories can be quite amusing. They're much more entertaining than Obama's singing and Bill Clinton's saxophone solos. The colorful characters from his real or imagined past reveal an imagination in overdrive. And there are many examples of it, but two of my favorite are Joe's contention that he grew up in a Puerto Rican community. The second is his frequently made comment about the lying dog-faced pony soldier. Joe has obviously been influenced by the movies, by fiction writers, and by comedians of various stripes. Joe isn't, however, the first president Americans have laughed at. John Kennedy was famous for his dry wit. He was. I remember Kennedy. But Joe is the first commander-in-chief who's fallen up the stairs in contrast to Jerry Ford, who occasionally fell down the stairs. Okay. No. Joe is a solo act at the 1600 Pennsylvania Improv. Yeah, it's like he needs to find something, anything, to compensate for his shortcomings. So if there's something relevant to the situation in his actual background to lighten the moment, he'll make something up, like the tough guy corn pop at the swimming pool. Like the vast majority of us, Joe wants to be liked, to be needed. His life has been tragic at times. He lost a wife and a child in a fatal car accident and a son to cancer. And how many of you actually know that? His son is a nationally known embarrassment. His brothers are hangers-on, happily mooching on Joe's celebrity. So it's only natural that he should retreat into the recesses of his mind, excuse me, for temporary comfort. Unfortunately, that's not Joe Bob's job description. Retreating into the recesses of his mind for temporary comfort are not Joe Bob's job description. Being president isn't the same as storytelling on the front porch to one's grandchildren, or doing stand-up comedy in L.A., or shaking invisible hands, which he has been seen doing several times. It's serious business, and it's risky business. When all the world's dictators and strongmen are watching his every move and equating his condition with that of an entire nation, they see a weakness in Joe Bob, Roger talking, so they translate that into a weakness of America. Don't say that's not right. It is right. The world is not getting safer because of Joe. It's getting more dangerous. And while we can laugh with and at Joe's machinations, we must realize that he will not improve with age. Over the next 4 years, this isn't going to get better, people. It's going to get worse, and maybe even exponentially worse. He's not some vintage wine whose value is obvious to all who love the grape. He's more like an old tuna sandwich that's been gathering mold under the sofa cushion. Thanks to grumpier old men for that one. That was her. Granted, he can manage his decline and compensate somewhat for his frailty. But that requires that he share power with his advisors and allow them to make policy, something most of us fear. After all, we didn't elect them, we elected him. We must stop treating Joe like our quirky uncle or our spouse that we pledged to stand by for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health. Americans thought they chose a leader and instead got a follower that pandered to special interests and created policies that no senior citizen in his right mind would have ever instituted. But he did. Policies that led to the rising cost of endangering our ability to live on a fixed income, increased cost, on our streets, out of control immigration, unstable gasoline and energy prices, etc., etc., etc. Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about a president who we don't want him to share his thoughts and his decisions with his advisors because that puts them in charge and not him. This is the only thing about this entire article that I did not go along with. And yes, I intended to bring it up. And I don't know if Stefan wrote that more out of satire than anything else. But when he states that Joe Biden should be making those decisions and not his aides and the administrators around him, I'm absolutely 100% not agreeing with him. If Joe Bob were making these decisions on his own, I fear what the world would be like today. Joe Bob is in office as president. And if he gets reelected due to massive cheating, will spend another 4 years in office as president to be a puppet, to be a mouthpiece. And he's not even good at that anymore. You may find going forward that a lot of his speeches may be recorded. And he may just be lip servicing up at the pulpit. And I'm not joking. I have no clue what's going to happen. What I do understand beyond a shadow of a doubt is that Joe Bob is not running this country. It is physically and mentally an impossibility. But yet, how many Americans truly believe this? And why could Joe, or how could Joe, after destroying our economy, after destroying our health, after care system, after, and I could go on and on, why would anybody think that Joe's not only going to win this election, but with a massive margin again? How many of you want to bet that if that can be rigged up, it will? How many of you want to bet that if Joe can be there for four more years to finish what Hillary was supposed to finish, and that is taking America to her knees and making America a failed state? The amount of money Joe Bob has spent since he has entered office is so far above reality, it's insane. Did he know, and did the Democratic Party know full well, that that was going to be a crushing blow to America because we were already on the edge of not being able to ever pay back the $34+ trillion we already owe? There is a rumor going around that if Joe Bob, by the time Joe Bob leaves office, the United States could be well over $50 trillion in debt. At that point, if you don't consider America a failed state, you're an idiot, because the rest of the world will. And you will watch the biggest monetary collapse the planet has ever seen. And Joe Bob is taking us right down that avenue. And if he gets four more years, forget America, people. It's done. It's gone. How much of that do you agree with, Steve?
Well, I think unless the truth comes out, it is inevitable to happen. But that isn't the truth that I'm talking about. That's a different truth, what you're talking about, than what I am. Of course, that's for the next show or whatever.
We've got two shows coming up, and I'm dying to do them. We're still going to be pretty much the same setup we are, everybody listening. But these shows and the topics and the talking points will be picked by Steve. And I'm really looking forward to it. I am. And that's what, next Wednesday and the following Wednesday, right, Steve?
I believe that's what you said.
Yeah, it's the first part of next month, the last week of this month and the first week of next month.
Okay, yep.
So, yep, next week and the week after. Okay. So, again, what we're looking at here is America is the land of the free, the home of the brave. We are supposed to be the best schooled nation on the planet. We are supposed to have the best economy on the planet. We are supposed to have, when it comes to our school system, our hospital system, our medical system, the whole nine yards, we spend so much more than anybody else on this planet for each and every one of those. But we rank so far down in all of the free world nations. It's insane. We outspend every nation on the planet, just almost combined, joking, every first world nation on the planet combined in our healthcare, but we have the most chronically ill nation on the planet. Listen to me. We outspend every other nation in the free world, and we have the most chronically ill nation on the planet. We have a president who is put into office by the votes of the people to serve the people. Is there anybody listening to this show right now that honestly believes, because I will tear you apart if you try to prove me wrong, that Joe Bob actually won the election in 2020 and that he's actually qualified to sit in that seat, and that if the charges were brought against him that should have been, that he wouldn't be in prison for the rest of his life? This is who's running America, people. The guy who committed such huge crimes that he should be in prison for the rest of his life. Now, let me ask you a question. If they know that, and you know that, and they tell Joe Bob to do something, what's Joe Bob going to do? Why the hell would they want Trump back in office? Why the hell would they want any Republican in office? They don't, unless they're already bought and paid for. And a few of those running for president on the red side, the Republican side, are as bought and paid for as Joe Bob is. And that's another show. But the whole point here is we're talking about Joe Bob, and I'm telling you that I kind of feel sorry for him. I do. I don't feel sorry for how he got there, but I feel sorry for all of, over the next couple of years, the ill feelings and the hatred that's going to be sent in his direction. I do. Because I firmly do not believe that just about any of what we have seen for the last 3+ years have been Joe Bob's decisions. I don't. Steve, do you think Joe Bob's ever been in charge at all?
No, I don't think he's been alive for 4 years. Yeah, I haven't seen proof of life yet.
Yeah, well, who's that standing in front of the mic talking in the live,
An actor with a newscast. Mask on. An actor with a mask on.
With a mask?
Yeah.
Or is it a clone?
Well.
Okay, we're doing another show right
yeah.
now. I don't want to do it. The point here is we're being told it's Joe Bob. The point here is we're being told that we put him in office. The point here is we're being told that he represents us. Is it even Joe Bob? Did we put him in office? No, we didn't. And anybody who says we did, boy, I'll tell you something. You just drank the freaking Kool-Aid over and over again. And is he representing America? Well, let me see. He cut off most of the gas. He made all of your prices go through the ceiling. He made shipping food or any other products very costly, which immediately rose the cost of everything. He almost destroyed our military with transsexuals going into the military. Yeah, in tanks and submarines. Yeah, that's what they want. And telling them that if they didn't have vaccines, which were the most deadly pharmaceuticals ever used on humanity, if they didn't get that and all of them, even if they were only a month away from retiring, they're getting kicked out of the military. So we have seen our military go to its knees. We have seen our school system. You've heard all of this. All of this has happened as a result of what Joe Bob put in our face. What Joe Bob, the executive orders he's being given credit for, which he didn't write. All he did was say, look what I did. That's it. What we are looking at today is the biggest level of treason and tyranny ever handed to Americans. But the problem with that is they absolutely need to do it. In order to, here he goes again, in order to have global governance, you need to take the cowboys of the world to their knees first. Obama was the first 8 years of that. Hillary was supposed to bring in the second 8 years and close the door on America as we know it. Trump was the wrecking ball. And now Joe Bob's back. Or should I say, the elites are back. He's already put in a four-year wrecking ball, or close to it, okay? We're coming up on his fourth year. And the wrecking ball he has put America under is probably, I don't know, the worst one I've ever seen in all of my years. Again, I'll be 70 in August. None of this is good. None of this is the way it's supposed to be, and all of it is based on a lie. He didn't get elected, he's not running the country, and he's not representing America. But yet, you better believe that, because if you don't, how are you going to believe the election in 2024 when Joe Bob ends up with 90 million votes instead of 84 million? After how many lives he's trashed? After wrecking the economy? After how many kids left their parents because their parents wouldn't let them change sex? after, he's going to get even more votes than he did last time. Would you care to bet that's what happens? Unless you do a whole bunch of poll watching, unless we make sure it doesn't happen. Because anybody listening to this show right now who believes that Joe Biden has the ability to win a popular vote again, I would sure like to know what you're smoking, because it sounds like it may be good. Steve, have I got that wrong? I'm not talking about the smoke. I'm talking about the rest of it.
Correct. Right.
Yeah. No, I want your opinion on Biden. Just give me your opinion on Joe Biden. What do you see?
Oh, it's all a joke. I see a fraud. That's what I see. I see everything. Both parties, the entire government, is a fraud.
Absolutely. And again, this is something we need to discuss, and I know we will, on one of the shows you set up. If you take a look at the government in America today, the deep state controls so many of our leaders. You want to get reelected? This is what you're going to do.
Well,
you want to get reelected? This is what you're going to do. Yep.
I know.
And how? Go ahead.
At the turn of the last century, the 1915s to the 20s, there were people trying to expose this fraud back then. And, you know, they had what you called earlier, the white hats. And they had them way back then trying to get good people to stop exposing the corrupted system. And they were able to do it back then. The question is, will they be able to do it now?
Again, I think that the tyranny is, it's too much in our face today. It really is. And without answers, the only way, and this is how they manage this, okay? The only way you can get people to unfocus from the huge levels of tyranny all around them today is to create other disasters to attract their attention.
Yeah,
Steve, since you've been alive, have you ever seen a time in history where the entire world had so many simultaneous disasters?
No, because the technology has changed since then.
There's
a military term. It's called full spectrum dominance. I talk about it on a weekly basis, almost.
Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah. And that may be something we can slip into one of the shows that you'd like to choreograph.
Sure.
Because I do like to talk about that. And I know a little bit about it. What did I do for 30 years? Okay.
Right.
But anyway, so we're just about done here. Let me wrap this up with my final little blurb here. Okay. When people talk about Joe Biden, they're not talking about the president of the United States. When people talk about Joe Biden, they're not talking about somebody who has 100% control of his mental faculties. When people talk about Joe Biden, they're not talking about somebody who has 100% control over his physical faculties. When you talk about Joe Biden, we're not talking about anybody who knows the difference between a lie and the truth anymore. When we're talking about Joe Biden, we're talking about somebody who should never be sitting in the White House, and those who he works for, yes, I said that intentionally, know that as well. So Joe Bob is there for one reason and one reason only. When they tell him to do something, he doesn't ask. Or no, when they tell him to jump, he doesn't ask how high. He says, when can I come down, please? Okay. I don't think that anybody is going to tell you anything that's going to change that between now and the election. But let me ask you a question. If you're not willing to step up and poll watch, if you're not willing to make sure that your government is not committing tyranny in your face at a level you will never accept if you know about it, how about doing us all a favor? Everybody listening. This is the election we all need to pay attention to. Otherwise, America's gone, and that's not a joke. Any last words, Steve?
Nope. I think it's been fun, so see everyone next week.
It's been fun? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always
fun.
You
have a warped sense of friendship.
I'm telling you.
I'm kidding.
I know.
I know what you meant. Thank you, sir.
See everyone next week.